Maybe you follow a favorite celebrity on Instagram or on Facebook, but have you ever wondered, man, I wish I could talk to them and tell them about Jesus? Well, there's a fellow who does that. They call him the celebrity evangelist. It's Dylan Novak. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing good. Now, this is a ministry for you, so you take this very seriously, and you're not just stalking these celebrities. You're meeting up with them legitimately, right?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of times it's at autograph signings, like where a lot of people now are coming to the Comic-Con circuit because the truth of the matter is they realize how much money they can make at these things. And then sometimes it's at backstage doors, stuff like that.
Right, right. One thing you've started to do is when you do have an encounter with a celebrity, you're giving them a personalized Bible. And by personalized, tell people what I mean by that.
So I've done this a few times through the years, but this year it's become pretty consistent. There is a local Christian bookstore about 30 miles down the road, and they will embroider your name onto the cover of a Bible. And it just gives it an extra personalized, meaningful touch.
Any memorable encounters that stick out to you as far as you can tell that, you know, God is moving on this certain person?
I would say Bill Murray for sure.
Really?
So Bill Murray is somebody who most people, whether they're much involved with pop culture or not, they know Bill Murray is an interesting individual, how he just sees things, how he is. Not saying he's not a nice person. I actually received a lot of messages leading up to meeting Bill Murray of people saying don't waste your time. I don't see him being receptive at all. I see him being very hateful. I see him shutting down. But of course, you and I both know through reading through scriptures, even the most hateful people can be changed with the gospel. Not saying that he was even hateful. I almost missed meeting him. So that was at a meet and greet for a concert, and it said you could check in between 6 and 7. Well, I got up there at 6:03, and they're like, oh, he's almost done with the meet and greet. I'm like, are you kidding me? They just decided to start it right off the bat.
Wow.
But God worked it out because I was the last person in line, so there was absolutely no rush. And because there was no rush, he took the time to look at the gift. Now, they did have a policy that said no gifts allowed, which you see that very rarely. And I even when I saw that, there was a part of me that was like, is this going to be a lost cause? Is this going to be for nothing? But with God, all things are possible. And if God gives you peace about doing something for him, he's going to find a way. And I pretty much just hid the gift in my jacket until I got in front of Bill. And he told me himself. He said, I don't really accept gifts. And I said, well, could I ask you, would you mind looking at this gift? I said, this isn't just a random gift. This is a very specific gift for you. But if you don't want it, I completely understand. There's not going to be any pressure that you have to take it. Because I didn't want him to think that I was going to be one of those people to just freak out, oh, you rejected Jesus.
Right.
And he goes, okay, well. And he asked his manager. He said, do I have time? He said, there's nobody else in line. He goes, oh, okay, I got time. And so the first thing he pulled out was Jesus Greater Than Religion. And he goes, oh, well, that's intriguing. And I told him, I said, I got that book for you specifically based off your quote of religion. And in very Bill Murray form, he goes, I have a quote on religion. And I shared the quote with him from my research. And he goes, oh, yeah, I remember saying that. Yeah. But how did you hear that? That was a long time ago. I said, it's like one of those Facebook quotes. It goes around a lot. I see it there as well. He said, oh, no, guys. And he looks at some of his crew. He goes, I'm on Facebook. I officially made it. I'm famous. and he said, well, this is intriguing. And he looked at the Bible, and he said, oh, my goodness, did you really go and put my name on this? And he said, and he looked at his manager. He said, how could you try to keep me from getting a gift like this? And his manager said, you're the one who came up with that. And he said, yeah, but I meant weird gifts, not this. This is amazing. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, then I saw him leaving close to half an hour later. And he walked over to where I was because my car was parked around the back of this venue. He was getting in his car. There was a crowd of fans. I saw him coming out, and I walked over. And he walked over to me, and he said, I just wanted to let you know. And he had the gift bag in one hand, the Bible in the other. He said, this might be one of the most special gifts I've ever received. I'm trying to not cry looking at it. I know you went through a lot to get this to me. Thank you so much. And so that was just incredibly encouraging for somebody that's, you know, to have people, even fellow Christians, saying, I wouldn't go share the gospel with this person. To have that kind of encounter, it's a message to me that needs, that I try to share to my youth, to my church, to any church I speak at. You know, there are always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be somebody that the enemy is going to use, even somebody who's not for the enemy. Just the enemy has influenced them, like, oh, that's a lost cause. Nobody's a lost cause. So that's one story that has really stood out to me recently.
Awesome. Dylan Novak is the celebrity evangelist. Thanks for spending some time with us, Dylan, and getting us caught up on your ministry.
Absolutely, Todd. It's always a joy talking to you.